Okay, we are going to be speaking this morning a little bit about the reasoning behind the Isser of Kelayim, and we'll see hopefully what is a very fundamental machlokas amongst Bali Machshava about our involvement in this world. We're learning Baba Basra this year, so we are aware on Beis Min Aleph, the Isser of Kelayim. The Isser of Kelayim is found in this week's Parsha, in Parsha Kiseitze, in Perichav Beis, Pesukim Testu Yud Aleph. We have Isser Kelayim also found in Parshas, Kedoshim. There are different kinds of Isurei Kelayim. Kelayim involves, in general, prohibited mixtures that I'm not allowed to mix certain kinds of items, not allowed to mix certain kinds or breed certain kinds of animals, not allowed to wear mixtures of certain types of clothing, of wool and linen. So there are different kinds of Kelayim. Again, found in the different psukim, in Vayikra and Parsh Kedoshim, we have Lo Sarbiya Kelayim, Sadcha Lo Sizer Kelayim, Bega Kelayim, Shatnez. Here we have, in this week's Parsha, for the Bavasra people, I guess our favorite, Lo Sizra, Karmchel, Kilayim. We have different Yisurim about Kilayim which take place. What is the reason behind the Isser of Kilayim? Why would the Torah Asser something called Kilayim? So Rashi writes in Parshas Kedoshim, this is found in many of the, in some of the Midrashim also, and then Farshim, is that all of this is really a chok. It doesn't really have a clear, revealed reason why two things that are mutter independently should become usar when they're mixed together. It doesn't really make that much sense at all. And it must be, therefore, it's a chok. Chukim heim ilu gzeiros hamelech she'ein ta'am ledavar. There's no real reason whatsoever. So suggests, so quotes Rashi. There are, however, a variety of Rishonim that do suggest reasons. Some that question whether it's really a chok, and in general, the Rambam's view is that even if they are chokim, we're still allowed to make suggestions as to what exactly is behind them, even though we can't speak with confidence that we know that we're correct. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim has a couple suggestions. The Rambam connects Kelayim in general. Again, sometimes for some Bali Machshava, different forms of Kelayim, different reasons, but it was somehow involved in Avodah Zarah, the way that Avodah Zarah was worshipped. The Rambam in general thinks some of the mitzvos are there to distance ourselves from the Avodah Zarah that was rampant around us, and therefore part of Kelayim is geared towards that. It's a way of sort of distancing us from certain things associated with Avodah Zarah. There is, however, a very, very fascinating mahalach. It's a mahalach which is found in the Ramban in his Perush Al Torah. It's also found in Rabbeinu Bechaye. It's also found in the Sefer Achinach in his Shar Shem Mitzvah, maybe with very slight distinctions between them. But all of those we've shown him more or less maintain that Kilayim involves man's inappropriate involvement in creation. That God created the world. God created the world in a way that's complete. He created all the Briyas, all the creations that we need. And says, the Ramban, if a person comes along and they start getting involved, in creating these new kinds of things, it's like your machish maisa bereshis. It says, v'amarkif shnei minim, if I graft together two different things, so it's like machish maisa bereshis ki ilu yachshov shlo hishlam agarz baruch hu ba'olamo. It's as if I'm saying that God didn't do a good enough job, God didn't create everything, and therefore I'm going to be involved. This sheet of the Ramban, again, Rabbeinu Bechaye has it in a very similar way. This is his Al Derech HaPshat Mahalach. The Rabbeinu Bechaye has it there. It's because Kol HaDvarim HaNivraim Ba'aretz, everything that's created has a certain hashgacha over that item. Everything is done. Kichen Yisad HaMelech Yis'ala B'maisa Bereshis. And if I want to mix them together, it's like a Mishana U'maiches Maisa Bereshis. And again, the Sefer Achinach as well, in Mitzvah Reish Mem Hei, a couple other places, this is considered to be the problem. Because Baruch Hu said, V'yaro Elokim Es Kol Asher Asa V'hinei Tov Ma'od. And I'm saying it's not that great. I shouldn't get involved in that kind of Maisa Bereshis. Now, this Ramban, unsurprisingly, is quoted in many discussions that relate to cloning and other kinds of questions about or ethical questions about man's involvement in this world and creating what it's appropriate for us to create and what it is inappropriate for us to create. Interestingly, this Ramban is somewhat of a, I don't know, controversial, but it's one that has been strongly questioned. The Maharal, both in his commentary, Gur Aryeh, there in Parsh Kedoshim, as well as in Teferis Yisrael, the Maharal argues very, very strongly that the Ramban's approach is incorrect, and that the Ramban's approach is against a variety of Ma'amari Chazal, because in truth, man is supposed to be very much involved. We are partners in creation. We're supposed to be involved in creating. That's part of what our goal really is. He points out the Medrash Rabbah says in Bereishis Rabbah, Kol Davar Shekar Zbaruch Hu Bara B'Sheish Shemei Bereishis Sarach Tikun. Everything God created in this world requires us to be involved in, try to fix it. He created wheat, but if we want it to be bread, that does involve man's involvement to be able to be there. And no one there says that it's inappropriate to make bread. It's questioning God's Maisa Bereishis. Didn't Ribbono Shel Olam create everything in a perfect kind of a way? Or the Medrash Tanchuma says this, many Rishonim note this also, in the context of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The mitzvah of Bris Milah is like Kesh Baruch Hu, we're all partners in creation, the Gemara is the Kiddushin. Kesh Baruch Hu created man. But there was one part that Kesh Baruch Hu didn't really finish, the Hushlam Al Yedei Basar Vidam. And then we are able to come along and we're able to do it. Nobody thinks that's a rejection at all of man's role in creation. Adarava, that's a very appropriate thing that we're considered to be. Sometimes God commands us to be partners, but we're created to be able to play a particular kind of role. So it seems like we have a fairly fundamental machlokas about man's involvement and relationship to this world. The Ramban's opinion, though, itself tends to be a little bit more complicated. Because the Ramban in Parshas Bereishis, when man is told, Vikivshua, when man is told that we're supposed to, control, capture this world. So there the Ramban speaks in terms that are much more similar to what you would have thought the Maharal would say. And that has a lot more to do with, no, man is supposed to be very involved. Man is supposed to be a partner. We're supposed to be in control. We're supposed to be engaged. We're supposed to be active. We're supposed to be creating. We're supposed to be capturing. We're supposed to be very active people here. So which is it for the Ramban? Are we really supposed to be involved in Maisa Bereishis? We're partners with Hashem? Or are we not really partners with Hashem? We're supposed to be fairly, relatively distant. So there are a bunch of different ways that Achronim suggest to understand the Ramban. Many suggest that what the Maharal says is fundamentally correct. And even though the Ramban gives an explanation for Kilayim, he's just explaining how in Kilayim it would be inappropriate, but in all other cases, really fundamentally, what the Maharal quotes in the Midrashim is totally, totally true. We're supposed to be partners. We're supposed to really, really be there. There are a group of Achronim that suggests somewhat of a middle approach. Are we supposed to be really actively involved or not? If Kilayim is a chok like Rashi, it tells us not that much about it at all. According to the Rambam, that Kilayim is a way of distancing us from Rizar, it doesn't tell us that much. But according to the Ramban, the whole issue of Kilayim is that we're not supposed to create new things challenging Maisa Bereishis. The Maharal said, what are you talking about? There's all these Midrashim. Ramban, you yourself even point out in Parshas Bereishis that we're supposed to be involved creating and the like. So there are some Achronim that suggest, some of the commentaries on the Ramban, the Yikov Ephraim on the Ramban, but other some of the Achronim suggest the following. The Ramban believes that there is a distinction. Creating new beings is not the same thing as beings that have already been created and we are trying to partner with Hashem to improve them. That perhaps there is a distinction. Again, the Maharal Lechora didn't buy this distinction. But perhaps for the Ramban it's as follows. The problem in general, we are partners with Hashem. Hashem gave us something. He gave us items and it's our charge, our mission to do what we can with those items to better society, do what we can with those items to improve everything around us. What is inappropriate is that while God gave us everything we need, and he told us, improve these things. The problem with Kilayim is that it's involving and engaging in creating entirely new forms and entirely new creations. You can take that or leave it. You could certainly question what's called a new creation and what is called a pre-existing creation that I have just elevated and I have improved. But the Ramban would say, Lechora, that's what the Isser of Kilayim is teaching us. The Isser of Kilayim is teaching us that in general, people can be creative and partners with Hashem. Yisr Kalayim is saying that these are cases where you're not really partners, where you're not really just a partner or a shutta, but Maisa Bereishis. We're not just finishing God's role, but we're trying to get too involved, trying to play too much of a role. This question in general we referenced before, many of the articles that relate to cloning, those are the articles from like the 90s or some of the newer ones that relate to us in terms of what we can do in a lab and other kinds of ways. It relates to questions about in the world of fertility and when it's appropriate to choose a gender or not and questions like that. So a lot of these questions, this Ramban is often quoted. What's interesting is that the Ramban, initially, the formulation is very, very intense. Don't be machus maisa bereish, because Baruch creates what he creates. But in general, many, many of those who write those articles understand that either like the Maharal, that really we are charged to be shutfin, or they understand this sort of middle approach in the Ramban. Of course we're supposed to play a role, and of course we're supposed to be active. The middle approach is pointing out we have to just make sure that we are improving and not creating. That if we're trying to play God, that's when it gets dangerous. If we're trying to improve on what was created, that's what's called, very, very healthy, and that is what's called, exceptionally, exceptionally appropriate. So we have this isser of Kilayim. And again, there are those who downplay the Ramban of Yaakov Ariel, R.J. David Bleich, and others, that sort of question how much you can factor in the Ramban, Lo Darshin and Time of the Kra, etc. One of the big rayas that we're supposed to be involved in Maisa Bereishis, that we're supposed to be involved in creating, is actually a Gemara in Meseches Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra in the first parak quotes a discussion here between, I'm not great at saying names, Turnus Rupus, I think is how you say it, and Rabbi Akiva, about the nature of poverty and poor people, where the question was asked to Rabbi Akiva, you know, isn't it entirely appropriate to give tzedakah to those who are poor? Hari HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they're poor, and if you're giving them money, you're questioning their Baruch Shalom decisions, you're questioning Maisa Bereishis. So Rabbi Akiva's response is essentially the same as the Maharal's response. Our job is that HaKadosh created the world, and our job is to perfect the world, to do whatever we can. The people who are poor, God decreed that, but our job is to elevate it, our job is to make it as good as it could possibly be. Again, which sort of goes to this general idea, which is not like the simple pshat of the Ramban. But either way, it is a very, very fundamental machlokas and fundamental discussion. The man's involvement in this world, just how active and in what way. Have a wonderful rest of your day.